This is ESPN Johnny Cleveland, your home for Cleveland Browns football. WKNR Cleveland.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Browns draft coverage directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And right now on the app, not only can you get videos, interviews with Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert, the phone call made to Justin Gilbert, the audio of that, you can get great articles from Vic Carucci, from Kevin Jones as well, covering this. The earth shook this day in Berea. Notorious with a great article about the impact of what the Cleveland Browns were able to do in round number one. And those first round picks, Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert, will be making their way to the podium soon. Our good friend Andy Hecht right now spying through the window down there at the press room, looking very dapper.
He's sizing it up.
He's like Mr. Clean, checking it out in there. I will be able to tell you this right now. Justin Gilbert will wear number 21 for the Cleveland Browns, and Johnny Manziel will, of course, wear number two.
Number two. And those jerseys are already flying, I guess, off the shelves over at the Browns team shop at First Energy Stadium. So, obviously. And I think this is the other part of this. I started thinking last night, you and I, as we walked back from Radio City Music Hall, when was the last time that something like this, something this transformative, happened in the draft? I'm going to go all the way back to when the Browns were able to get Bernie Kosar, when they got the guy from Boardman, Ohio, when the maneuvering was done so that it was a special, you know, draft, that he was a supplemental draft that he was picked in. The Buffalo Bills, by the way, were involved in that transaction because the Bills had the rights to the top overall pick, which they traded to Cleveland. Chip Banks' name was originally in that deal. He was going to refuse to report to Buffalo. So Bill Polian, of course, who was on the verge of becoming GM of the Bills at the time, and then went on to build those Super Bowl teams. He built in some safety nets so that if Chip Banks, who he had gotten wind was going to refuse to report to the Bills, that the Browns would then have to come up with some draft picks to Buffalo, and they did to replace the fact that Banks wasn't there, wasn't going to show up. So anyhow, they make that deal. The Browns are able to get Bernie Kosar, and it became, I think, as impactful the last time something of this impact. I know there was excitement in '99 when the franchise was returned, and Tim Couch, of course, was the top overall pick, but nothing compares to this.
No, this is the absolute peak. The culture is changing. Ray Farmer right now leading his first round picks, Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert, to the podium. They will be taken over in just a second.
Holding
first,
their jerseys.
You gotta do the pitchers with the jerseys right there. Manziel, Farmer, Gilbert, and Coach Pett up there. And I don't think there's any coincidence that Mike Pettin is holding the jersey of Justin Gilbert on one side, and Ray Farmer is holding the Johnny Manziel jersey on the other side. That's how it worked out. That's the way that it went down. This is the guy that Mike Pettin wanted. He said he would do backflips if they got him. I did ask him, though, in the hallway today if he actually did those backflips, and he said, No. We don't have a good network. I don't want to put the medical staff
in that much. We don't
want
the head coach to get injured this soon. But, Justin Gilbert going to wear 21, Manziel number 2, and the press conference is getting underway with Ray Farmer.
Thank you for everybody for coming out. The guys are going to talk. Mike and I have a meeting, but definitely thank you. We'll be back later on today, I think, to answer questions after we get through this part of the draft. Thanks a lot. Great guys.
First of all, welcome to Cleveland. They're already lined up downtown for your jerseys, and they're selling tickets here like crazy. What does that mean, first of all, to you? And do you get a sense of what your selection means to this city?
It means a lot to me, obviously, getting a lot of support already. But there's work that needs to be done. There's things that need to be done in order to really create that demand. So I'm very excited to be here, very excited to be a part of this organization. I think I speak for both me and Justin whenever, just on the way in, on the ride here. Very eager, very excited to get in and really get the ball rolling.
Johnny, what do you say to people that
talk, wonder about your ability to adapt to the NFL, maybe not look off receivers and freelancing. Is that a concern at all?
Oh, not at all. For me, I'm continuing to get better as a football player, and I didn't go into this process saying I had it all figured out, or I obviously knew there was times where I needed to play with more structure, and I think I'm in a situation now where having Coach Loggins, Coach Shanahan, guys that will help me become a better football player all around.
Basically have the weight of the franchise and the weight of a hopeful fan base on your shoulders. How is your experience playing at College Station and basically living under the microscope for 2 years prepared you to come to Cleveland and take on this responsibility here?
I'm used to that. That's been my life for a while now. So for me, the spotlight, expectations, everything that comes along with that, I was used to that at A&M, and I think that directly helps me in what I'm getting into moving forward. And the NFL is in the way that the way the league is and how big of a deal it is. It's bigger than I'm sure I know, but we'll find out. But I think that I've been prepared by the past that'll help me moving forward.
How will you have to adjust your game to withstand the punishment in the NFL but yet still be effective? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, I played in a very tough conference. I believe the best in the country, and saw last night a bunch of those guys are going in the first round of the NFL draft. And I haven't missed a game. I've hardly missed any practices. There's times where I have been a little banged up, but at the same time, I know when there's times where I have to lay out and try to make a play for this team, and there's times where I have to chalk it up and get down. I can only help this team if I'm healthy and if I'm able to play.
Hey, Justin, how about you? Welcome Cleveland, and what are you going to do to make this a better defense?
Just learn from the older guys. Joe Hayden's awesome. I mean, he's an awesome cornerback and Pro Bowl cornerback, and he's a guy that I can learn a lot from. So I'm just going to come in and not try to do too much, study film, what I need to do to get done here to help the team be a better defense. Yeah, he told me that, I mean, it's going to be a lot of men, and that they were looking for a guy that could play a press man and run with receivers downfield and make plays on the ball. So I think I'm a perfect fit here.
So much talk about your life off the field. Do you have to learn to balance on and off? And, you know, all these coaches talk about they want a quarterback who's the first one in, last one out. Are you that guy?
I think I know that moving forward I need to put in an immense amount of time to be as good as I want to be. And those off-the-field things, even going back into last year, never cut into my time at Texas A&M or time with my teammates. I think if you ask those guys, they know how much I care and how much time I put into trying to make that team as good as possible. And going here, there's a gap that I have to close of learning the offense and getting caught up to speed with guys who have an advantage of playing. Obviously a rookie, and I need to put an immense amount of time in to be good, and I firmly believe that.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, when we see the persona, you know, the pictures with Drake, and, you know, and I hear you're friends with Kyrie and LeBron, and, you know, are you, you know, is that, you know, kind of who you are, and are you bringing some of that sort of star power and sort of celebrity big life thing here to Cleveland with you?
You know, I don't think about that a whole lot. Just those guys have been awesome to me, and people that I've reached out to them, they've reached out to me, and we've kind of had friendships and developed friendships over the past year and a half, and guys that treat me really well. And so I don't look at it as celebrity or star or anything like that. I look at it as just have guys that really care about me or friends that happen to be in a bigger spotlight. I know I love being involved with sports, so guys like Kyrie and LeBron, they're great athletes, and I love watching basketball. I mean, I think any guy in our position loves listening to music, and Drake's a guy that makes very good music. So these guys reach out to me, I reach out to them, and we've just become friends. And I think it's extremely cool, and I'm very glad to have them in my corner.
What is that little thing you do? Can you explain that?
I know I'd probably get this question eventually. So me and Ben Molina, who was a running back with us this year, I was redshirting, and we used to always just do this as kind of a handshake back and forth. And then when I got a chance to meet Drake, we had a group of friends, and it would kind of just be our signature handshake. And this year it really just took off. So kind of a mix between me and Ben Molina, and Ben Molina kind of starting it. And then really it took off when Drake and his whole crew were starting to do it. So it's something that's fun. It doesn't have a whole lot of meaning, but it's kind of taken off now.
Hey, Johnny, is being Johnny Football ever a burden for you? And how do you stop it from being so?
I think I'm Johnny Manziel. I mean, Johnny Football is what I am in the media and what is out there, and I accept it. I'm very accepting of it, and at the same time, I know who I am. I'm Johnny Manziel from Kerrville, Texas. So I don't let that get to me too much, or let all that weigh me down, or ever make me lose any sleep at night.
Johnny, are you expecting to be the starter on opening day 2014? Is that your goal?
I mean, I have very high goals, but I have no expectations going into this. I know that my main goal right now is to come in and work extremely hard and try and get better as a football player. I know, like I said, there's a gap that needs to be bridged, a learning curve that I have to adapt to. So obviously look at the quarterbacks that we have here, Brian and Vince now, and the guys that are here. I feel like I can learn a lot from them, guys who have been in the league and can teach me a lot. So these guys are my teammates now moving forward, and I'm very eager to be interacting with them and learning from them.
Will you try to get LeBron to come back?
I don't think I can do that.
Johnny, Ray Farmer said last night that when they decided they were going to take you, he texted Brian Hoyer, and Hoyer's response was, "Bring it on." What do you think when you hear that?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect anything less. I mean, you look at the guy and you hear some things he said. He's a competitive guy, and obviously I haven't got a chance to speak to him or get a chance to meet him yet, but I feel like that's exactly what I want in a teammate, a guy that's very competitive, and I wouldn't expect anything less.
Justin, who do you compare yourself to, or who do you look up to in the NFL, guys that you like to kind of tailor your game?
Currently in the NFL right now? Currently?
Yeah.
I'd say probably Patrick Peterson. Physical corner, can play man-to-man, play with receivers downfield, plays the ball in the air extremely well. And he's somebody I style my style of play out there.
Go ahead, just the surreal last 24 hours. You're the eighth or ninth pick, and yet do you feel kind of weird here with Johnny? It's like, you think all these people are here for you?
Yeah.
How are you dealing with that?
I told him walking in, I was like, that's a good thing that he's with me now, because that takes all the pressure off of me. So, but I was on my way back to the hotel and heard his name. Well, I think my mom or somebody told me that we had Johnny Manziel. So I let down the window and started screaming, Cleveland Browns, we're here. So I'm excited to be on his team and expect nothing but the best from him.
Your game after going through the Gruden camp and working with your quarterback coach and everything, what area of the game do you feel you need to improve on as you move to this level?
Yeah, I feel for me, I can continue to get better in the pocket and feel more comfortable. There's times where I need to play within the confines of going forward this offense and take what's really given. And there's times where I've bailed out a little earlier. But just getting more comfortable in the pocket, continuing to work on my footwork and being more consistent all around is what I'm going for.
What about the weather here in Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Baltimore? Is that something that is a concern to you or no?
No, not at all. I mean, I have big hands. I feel like I have control on the ball, able to grip it. And football, really anywhere you play in the NFL, you're going to have cold weather games. You're going to go to some harsh climates and it's not always going to be perfect weather every day. So you just play with the weather at hand and you deal with it.
Adapting the offense to your skills, maybe not you moving into it, but you being the offense. What would you tell Kyle Shanahan? How would you mold this offense with you as quarterback?
I think the people here in this organization have put Coach Shanahan and put these people in charge that know what they're doing, and you look at what he did with RG3 that was was a lot of fun to watch him that year. And he's very innovative, very creative. So for me coming in, I feel like he'll do what he seems fit for me and what works for me. I think they'll play to my strengths, but at the same time continue to help me get better in my areas of weakness.
How are you different as a person than 1 year ago too?
I mean, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot through just living my life and month by month, day by day, just different lessons and different circumstances that have gone on and just growing up. I mean, I'm 21 years old. I'm continuing to grow up, and I feel like this organization, the people that I have around me right now, continuing to do that and very excited about what the future has in store.
Did you also play corner in high school, or you were strictly a corner quarterback?
I was the quarterback, but I would start like a series on defense, and if they didn't really have any threats at receiver, then I'd just come out to keep from getting hurt. So I played a little bit in high school.
And how much of it, a learning process has it been these last couple of years? Because the one thing that you need to work on is your technique. Is that something you agree on?
That's something that's still in play right now. Something I work on every day, because, I mean, you can never be too perfect at corner with technique, and that's the most important thing.
An it factor. What would you say is the quality about you that makes you so captivating to people?
Yeah, I mean, I play with a lot of heart, a lot of passion. This game means everything to me, and it doesn't matter whatever the situation is. I want what's best for this team, and I want to win. I think that's the main thing for me, is I want to continue to try and be a winner. I just don't handle losing very well, and the way that I was taught to play the game from high school, the first time I ever touched the football, I mean, you play the game hard, you play it passionate, and you bust your tail every day to try and get better. And really thankful of my coaches and back in Kerrville, back in high school, that have helped really instill that in me.
Johnny, I saw Stanford said you're the first round quarterback under 6 feet since 1953. Do you have a reaction to that, and do you take that as a challenge, or think it's a daunting prospect for you?
I guess you can measure height, but you can't really measure heart. So I feel like I play way bigger than 5'11", and for me, all that does is it means even more that this is the team that did select me, and that's just a stat. At the same time, I'm going to play extremely hard to make up that difference, and I don't think you have to be a certain height to be successful.
Happen to have famous friends, but not everybody's followed around by TMZ, paparazzi, that kind of thing, photographing you at a lot of major events. How do you, when you come into the building here with teammates, how do you assure them or show them that you're not above anybody?
Yeah, obviously I'm a rookie coming in, so I'm a low guy on the totem pole, and I know my place, and more than anything, I need to show these guys with actions, other than words or anything I can say, to earn their respect. And it really is all about earning these guys respect who have been in this league, and they've gone through the process, and they've earned their respect to get to where they are today. And I understand that I'm the low guy on the totem pole, and it's going to take some time for me and these guys to get familiar with me, but I'm going to do all that I can to try and make these guys comfortable with me every day and know that I want what's best for this team, and I'm going to come in and work extremely hard.
Extra attention or any kind of circus atmosphere during training camp?
Shouldn't. I'm just as normal as everybody else, in my eyes, hopefully in everybody else's as well.
Who are the quarterbacks you've studied most that are in the NFL or have been in the NFL?
I mean, I looked at a lot at Tom Brady going out while I was in San Diego. I just feel like, I mean, everybody watches Peyton this year and the year he had. So those two guys are really fun to watch, and you can learn a lot from them. And whether it's nitpicking little things, you can tell why they're so good. And Russell Wilson is another guy this year that was really fun to watch. I feel like what he did in the Super Bowl, not making every play, but making the ones that he needed to for his team, even in little instances, extending the drive on third downs, and not turning the ball over. I feel like that's a huge thing that he does that really sticks in my mind every time I get a chance to watch them. You keep the ball in your team's possession, you give yourself a lot better chance of winning and making those plays when you need to.
How do you stop
I had my family. I got to spend some time with my family, a great group of friends, and it was a great time. It was a lot of relief, a lot of weight off all of our shoulders, and it's great to know we're coming into a place like this.
Let me ask you, because there's a picture here online of you with a bottle of champagne.
I'm 21 years old, so.
Mobbed, you know, every move, every minute, every sneeze when you were in college. Do you anticipate that it's going to be like that? Obviously, they were following you around a little bit last night. But can it be like that here, or do you think now that you're in the NFL, some of that might dissipate? Do you hope it does? How do you handle all that?
I'm going into this expecting it to be multiplied, expecting it to be bigger. And if it's less, then good. If I don't think it could be more than what I have imagined in my head. So going into it expecting madness, and if it is, it is. If it's not, we'll handle that in stride.
It seems like you embrace and rise up the bigger the stage. Where does that come from? Some players, some people shrink, you know, when the stage is bigger. You seem that brings out the best in you. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. I feel like the bigger the stage, just the more energized, the more passionate I am. I mean, it's great to have those bright lights, the big stage, the big game, the big moments. It's what you live for being a quarterback.
Johnny, did you hear the story about the Cleveland homeless guy saying, you know, they should pick you, and if you have a reaction to that?
I have not heard the story, but I'm glad he's lobbying for me and ended up here.
Nine defensive backs were taken in the first round, the most of any position in the first round. Your thoughts on how the game is evolving in the NFL and the importance of cornerbacks and safeties and the fact that you were taken at number eight?
Mm-hmm. I think cornerbacks and quarterbacks are great quality players on each team. So if you can get those guys early, then that's something that you should do. And that's something that we did here and was able to get Johnny too. And that's just a blessing. So, I mean, a lot of teams are trying to style their play after the Seahawks last year. And I think that's something we're going to be able to do here.
Justin, did you follow Johnny in college? And what were you thinking then? And what do you think it'll be like to play on the same team with him?
Who didn't follow him in college? I think everybody did. So, it's just a blessing to be here, and I plan on hanging out with him a lot and learning from him and what his life is like.
Justin, if you have a teammate like Johnny with all everything that goes around him, can that be good for a team to have?
I think it'll be good for a team to get some that haven't been getting as much publicity to start getting it now. So I think he's bringing that to this team, and looking forward to it.
Johnny, do you feel like you need to tone down Johnny football at all?
For me, I know I need to put all my time right now. The main thing in my life is football and trying to be as good a quarterback as possible. So everything else is just extra, and really there's no time for it right now. So I'm very committed to expanding my knowledge of the game and getting better as a quarterback, and that's my focus right now.
You've already started to change a little bit of your social media habits, haven't you? Some of the stuff pictures that you would put out younger. Did someone tell you to do that, or was it just something that you realized you had to start doing?
I mean, like I said, I'm growing up, and I saw firsthand today's age and social media can be a great thing, and it could also be a negative. And I lived that, and that's kind of what I was speaking on earlier. Is I learned lessons through that, and now moving forward, just being smarter with that, but still using it to talk to fans, to expand this team's brand, to do what's best for this organization. And really, I think it helps. So being smarter with it and using it the correct way is what I wanted to do. And that was a decision that I made just from learning from the mistakes I made in the past.
Feels like your head's ready to explode because you've had to digest all these playbooks and talk to every coach and his brother to prepare for the draft?
There was a time. The draft process was a little long, especially with it being back, pushed back a couple weeks. Same time, I really enjoyed it and meeting coaches that you would only see on TV or win Super Bowls or whatever it was. It was very, very cool to sit down and get to talk football with guys who are so knowledgeable and who have done so much.
we're talking about with the shame came from last night? And if you have seen it, do you kind of look at that now and you're like, oh, geez, you know, what can I do? This is just part of my life. Or does it affect you in any way? Are you upset about something like that?
No, ma'am. I mean, for me, it was a time to celebrate. I mean, a lifelong dream of mine had been fulfilled, and to go and go out with my family and spend time with them and come so far since Tyler, Texas, and the days in Kerrville. It's been a long ride, and we've worked really hard to get here. So to go out and do that with my family and friends and people that have been along this ride with me for so long, I feel like it was very warranted, and there wasn't a thing wrong with it in my eyes.
Hey, Justin, what do you remember about Brandon Whedon?
Great guy. We used to call him Pawpaw on the team because he was so old, but he was almost older than Coach Gundy. But he's a great guy. Great guy to be around. Great leader. I mean, he can bring a lot to any team that he goes to. So a lot of people can learn a lot from him.
There have been 20 different starting quarterbacks since 1999 here in Cleveland, and just your thoughts on that, and are you hoping number 21 maybe is the lucky number?
Oh, I've seen a picture of a jersey with names on the back, and it's like that long, like that long. So hopefully, for me, I have goals for myself, expectations, but I feel like if I put in the time necessary and I do what I'm supposed to do and really open myself up to these coaches and let them teach me and mold me into being a good football player and continue to build on what I did the past couple of years as far as getting better year by year, piece by piece, that I'll have some success. I believe that.
Yesterday you said you felt it was meant to be that you ended up here in the Cleveland and the dog pound and all that. Why is that? Why did it seem like the fit for you all along?
It just seems so fitting, and it starts all with, we're going to be in this building a lot. You're going to be with these coaches for the next years to come, and the main thing about that is getting comfortable with everybody from top to bottom, from Coach Patton to Coach Shanahan, Coach Loggins, guys, everybody in the building, players that I saw while I was on my visit. And then you also look at the fan base and how loyal they are, how passionate they are, and really an incredible fan base that has those qualities that I feel like I possess and play with on the field. And just really for me, being able to bring some excitement that just comes with where I've been and how things have gone in my life. So to bring that here, that's why I feel like it's meant to be. I feel like it's just a perfect storm.
How do you keep the ego in check? I mean, you're sitting next to a guy who got picked 14 spots ahead of you, who screamed out the car window and said who didn't follow you when you were in college. How do you keep it in check?
I mean, I feel like for me, I'm very blessed to be in this situation. I'm very humbled by being a first-round draft pick. I mean, whether it was 1, 32, I mean, obviously I wanted to go in the first round, but for me the main thing is football, and whether it was the first pick in the draft or the last pick in the draft, I just want to play football. And luckily for me, we get a great corner in this year's draft. We have a solid team that's continuing that Mr. Farmer and Coach Patton and everybody from the top are working to build, and they want to win. So I feel like what we have going on here is something that could be good moving forward.
Everyone, we got time for one last question. Darryl Ryder.
Hey, Justin, you also play a spotlight position, cornerback. You either make the play, you're the hero. You don't make the play, and you're not the hero. How do you handle that spotlight, much like Johnny has to deal with being out there on that island by yourself?
Yeah, it's all about confidence playing this position and not giving up the big play and having a short-term memory. So if you give up a big play, you gotta put it in the back of your head and be ready to make a play on the next drive. So just having a short-term memory at this position is something that's big that you gotta have.
Justin, Johnny, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, that was the press conference introducing Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert to the media. They wrap that up here in Berea, and in just a matter of minutes, Johnny Manziel will be up here in studio, so you stay with us because he'll be coming up. In the meantime, let's tell you about OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble. We know somebody's going to be scrambled to keep your office running. Now the office, the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. As we said, Johnny Manziel will be joining us in studio shortly. Nathan, I thought he handled both guys, handled that press conference extremely well. Obviously, not surprisingly, most of the questions going to Manziel, and he was steady, and he took it through there and handled it the way I hoped he would. I mean, the hard questions that were asked about, you know, you're going to have the paparazzi and be the center of attention and all this other stuff. He said, he reminded everyone, I'm a rookie.
That's, I'm a rookie. I'm the low man on the totem pole. And what I like about Johnny Manziel, and something that I gathered just from talking to him yesterday, when you ask him a question, he looks you in the eye. He looks you in the eye, answers it like a man. I love the fact that he thinks Brian Hoyer, he loves that Brian Hoyer is a competitor, and he loves what Brian Hoyer had to say. And that I really believe this. I really believe he was meant to be here, and I really believe that he feels that he was meant to be here. If you check out at ClevelandBrowns.com, when I talked to him last night, we talked a little bit about destiny, about fate, and I believe that this is the place for Johnny Manziel, and he's making his way up the stairs right now to join us here live on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and I, for one, am excited to get him in here. I know he's excited to be here, and I thought Justin Gilbert, by the way, handled himself extremely well in a situation that might not have been the easiest, right? Here's the guy who went eighth overall to the Cleveland Browns, the first pick of the Browns, and a lot of the questions were to Johnny. Now, he did get his fair share, and he handled it well, and I really loved when he said that when he heard Johnny Manziel was drafted, he rolled down the window, yelled, Cleveland Browns, we're here now.
Yeah, that I think that showed a lot, and, you know, it's the realization that you're new to the situation, new to the family, and they come in together, and I love that, and I also thought it was a sense of perspective that Justin Gilbert showed, you know, that he knew the moment and how big this moment was,